A lot right now is going on. You have the U.S. Navy scrambling, working to retrieve two of our aircrafts that fell into the South China Sea without explanation, and they're trying to find them before the Chinese do. On the flip side, however, the decision of whether or not to sell China NVIDIA's AI chips now sits on President Trump's desk awaiting his decision. In the interim, though, you have some people getting, you can say, creative, like the four men who were just arrested by the feds for selling AI chips directly to China and making off with a cool $4 million in the process. And then lastly, Trump's defamation case against CNN was just dismissed by an appeals court, and we'll go through exactly why, as well as what options Trump still has in that particular case. And so please smash those like and subscribe buttons so that this video can be picked up by the algorithm and sent to ever more people. And then let's jump into it, starting with the chips. One of the things that has actually been stopping the Chinese Communist Party from developing their own AI industry up to the level of the US is export controls. Essentially, it's been the official policy of the US that certain chips, specifically the most advanced AI chips, are not allowed to be sold to the Chinese. However, that soon might be changing. Up on your screen right now is a report that was published last week in Bloomberg showing how the Trump administration has been quietly mulling over whether to allow NVIDIA to sell their advanced H200 AI chips directly to China, something that's been banned up until now. Quote, U.S. officials are having early discussions on whether to let NVIDIA sell its H200 artificial intelligence chips to China. President Donald Trump's team has held internal talks about H200 chip shipments to the Asian country in recent days. No final decision has been made, and it's entirely possible that the idea remains an internal debate and never results in actual license approvals, which are required under export controls that Washington first imposed in 2022. And so indeed, if you look at it on a timeline, in 2022, the Biden administration implemented those export controls. In 2024, NVIDIA came out with the H200 chip, which at least at the time was considered the most advanced AI chip. However, now in 2025, the H200 is no longer considered to be the most advanced. And so Trump is considering allowing NVIDIA to export them to China. And even though those chips would not be the most advanced in the market, allowing them to be shipped at scale, it would nevertheless represent, you can say, a significant concession during these ongoing trade negotiations between the Trump administration and the Chinese Communist Party under Xi Jinping. Now, you had U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. He recently went on Bloomberg TV to discuss that particular development. And here is specifically what he said regarding where it's at. Quote, U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick told Bloomberg TV earlier that the decision to authorize the sale of NVIDIA's H200 chips to China is now on President Trump's desk. Furthermore, besides the matter of just sending these chips, the White House is also pressuring Congress to not pass a certain related bill. Quote, the White House is also urging Congress to reject a bipartisan bill that would require NVIDIA to prioritize American customers over China. Now, you can see that bill in question right up there on your screen. It's called the Guaranteeing Access and Innovation for National Artificial Intelligence Act, otherwise known by the acronym GAIN AI Act. And it basically would make it a legal requirement for chip manufacturers like NVIDIA to prioritize U.S. buyers over foreign buyers like China. The crux of the White House's argument against this particular bill, though, is that the U.S. internal demand for these chips has already been met. And so if you impose these blanket export controls, you're basically just hurting the company by not letting them sell their product. Quote, NVIDIA has been fighting to stop the GAIN AI Act from becoming law for several months because it believes the bill will create more problems than it would solve. The company informed Congress that U.S. customers already have sufficient chips, so there is no danger of a shortage. Limiting sales to China, it argued, would only lower their revenue and slow the development of new AI chips. The White House has listened to NVIDIA's pleas and is now asking Congress to reject the bill as it could do more harm than good. Officials say U.S. companies already have sufficient AI chips and that the government can always monitor exports to ensure that sensitive information does not fall into the wrong hands. However, sometimes even with monitoring, information does still fall into the wrong hands. Case in point, late last week, you had two Chinese nationals alongside two Americans being charged with smuggling NVIDIA chips directly to China. Now, the four men are as follows. You have Chinese nationals, Li Cham, who lives in California, as well as Chen Jing, who lives in Florida on an F1 non-immigrant student visa. And interestingly, he has a student visa, even though he's 45 years old. Then you had the two U.S. citizens. You had Ho Hong Ning, who lives in Florida, but was born in Hong Kong, as well as Brian Curtis Raymond from good old Huntsville, Alabama. And according to the indictment, which you can see right there up on your screen, these four men were charged with several different counts, including smuggling, conspiracy to commit money laundering, as well as conspiracy to violate the Export Control Reform Act. And here was the basic gist of their alleged scheme. Quote, prosecutors allege that the four defendants conspired from September 2023 through November of this year to illegally export advanced graphics processing units, which have artificial intelligence applications, through the third countries of Malaysia and Thailand. Prosecutors said that the scheme relied on Tampa-based company Janford Realtor, owned by Ho and Lee, and not involved in real estate, which acted as a front to purchase and export the restricted GPUs to China. Raymond's Alabama-based electronics company was also allegedly involved in the scheme, supplying the restricted GPUs to Ho and others for illegal export. Some 400 NVIDIA A100 GPUs were exported in two shipments to China between October 2024 and January of this year. Two subsequent shipments involving 10 Hewlett-Packard Enterprise supercomputers containing NVIDIA H100 GPUs and 50 separate H200 GPUs were disrupted by law enforcement and therefore not completed. The indictment also alleges that the defendants received more than $3.89 million in wire transfers from China to fund their scheme. And by the way, just as an aside, this indictment actually came on the heels of another indictment back in August of this year for pretty much the same thing. Back then, you had two Chinese nationals who were indicted for shipping tens of millions of dollars worth of microchips to China, including, I should mention, the NVIDIA H100 GPUs that we've been talking about, meaning that there are still back channels for the CCP to get their hands on these precious chips. However, because of export controls, the amount that they can actually get their hands on is limited basically to how much people can smuggle out of the US. And then secondly, anyone doing the smuggling runs the risk of getting caught and arrested by the feds. However, having said that, there are other ways for the Chinese to get a hold of American technology. For instance, they can just dive down into the bottom of the South China Sea and just pick it up. You see, back in October of this year, you had two American aircraft basically fall off the USS Nimitz while it was sailing there in the South China Sea. Quote, the US Navy is working to retrieve an FA-18 Super Hornet and an MH-60 helicopter from the bottom of the South China Sea, wreckage that analysts say could hand Beijing valuable intelligence if China were to reach it first. Both aircraft went down within about 30 minutes in late October while operating from the USS Nimitz. All personnel were rescued, and while the Navy has not identified a cause, President Donald Trump suggested soon afterward that contaminated fuel may be responsible. And now the U.S. Navy is rushing to recover these two aircraft units before the Chinese can. According to a statement from Commander Matthew Comer, the Navy already has a heavy-duty salvage vehicle right there looking for the wreck. Quote, U.S. Navy ship Salvor, model number TARS-52, a Safeguard-class salvage ship operated by Military Sealift Command, is on scene conducting operations in support of the recovery efforts. For your reference, the Salvor ship has a lift capacity of 300 tons, which is more than enough to lift up either aircraft. However, the element here is not necessarily capability, but rather time, because both of these two wrecks contain technology that China would like to examine. To that point, while speaking to CNN, here is what the former director of operations at U.S. Pacific Command's Joint Intelligence Center said on the matter. Quote, acquiring an airframe and surviving systems will provide valuable insight into its technological strengths and how to defeat it tactically. He noted that Beijing has never had access to a crashed FA-18. Recovering one could help China refine its carrier-based J-15T jets. The MH-60's anti-submarine warfare systems could also offer insights to a PLA Navy that, Schuster said, is urgently trying to modernize. So recovering that helicopter should enjoy a high priority. Now, of course, the U.S. Navy does already have an actual salvage ship in the area actively looking for the wreck, but perhaps because of sheer proximity, China might still have an advantage. Quote, it's unclear whether China is attempting to locate the wrecks. Still, geography favors Beijing. As Schuster put it, if China makes it a race, it enjoys home field advantage and can be expected to impede our recovery efforts if it chooses. Meaning, unlikely, but possible. Now, that quote came from a CNN article, and speaking of CNN, an appeals court just ruled in favor of them against President Trump. Now, to give you a little bit of backstory on this particular lawsuit, back in October of 2022, you had President Trump's lawyers sue CNN for defamation over what they claimed were false statements that were made by the network against Trump. In the filing, among other things, you had President Trump's legal team accuse CNN of repeatedly airing claims that he was illegitimately elected in 2016, as well as inaccurately branding him as a liar in regards to his claims about the 2020 election. Now, according to the initial filing, CNN used the term big lie in relation to Trump more than 7,700 times between January of 2021 and when the suit was filed in October of 2022. And part of Trump's legal argument was quite interesting, saying that Trump is not lying since he subjectively believes everything that he says regarding the 2020 election. It was actually kind of an interesting argument. They were essentially not disputing any of the facts, but only that branding Trump a liar was not accurate because what he said publicly matches what he believed privately. Also, on top of that, quote, Trump said that the phrase was intended to link him to Adolf Hitler and propaganda used by the Nazis in Germany. However, in 2023, you had U.S. District Judge Anurag Singhal dismiss Trump's lawsuit, writing in his order that CNN's use of the term big lie was repugnant but not defamatory. Now, Trump appealed that ruling. However, on Tuesday of last week, November 18th, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit sided once again with CNN. According to the court's opinion, quote, Trump did not adequately show that CNN defamed him when it reported that he promoted what it described as the big lie when challenging results from the 2020 presidential election. Second, Trump's argument hinges on the fact that his own interpretation of his conduct, i.e. that he was exercising a constitutional right to identify his concerns with the integrity of the elections, is true, and that CNN's interpretation, i.e. that Trump was peddling his big lie, is false. However, his conduct is susceptible to multiple subjective interpretations, including CNN's. Trump has not adequately alleged the falsity of CNN's statements. Therefore, he has failed to state a defamation claim. Now, we here at the Epoch Times did reach out to Trump's legal team in order to ask whether they will be appealing this ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court, but they have yet to get back to us. However, we did also reach out to CNN, and one of their spokespeople got back to us by simply saying the following, quote, We are declining to comment on the ruling. Thank you very much. And so there you have it. If you'd like to go deeper into any of the stories that we went through in today's episode, including the NVIDIA export controls, the four guys that were caught selling chips to China, the U.S. Navy racing to recover those two aircrafts, as well as the developments in this latest lawsuit between CNN and Trump, I'll throw all those details down into the description box below this video. The description box I'll mention right below those like and subscribe buttons, both of which I hope you already smashed. But if you haven't already, here's another opportunity to please smash them both. However, if you did already smash them, do not smash them again because that will actually invalidate your earlier smash. And then until next time, I'm your host, Roman from the Epoch Times. Stay informed, and most importantly, stay free.